listening in hour number two. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That would be the packet8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, including the wiki. Over 1,200 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. See what I mean by heading over to wiki. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. Well, last hour we started things out by talking about the latest in the Don Imus situation. Mm-hmm. He has been completely fired at this point. Yesterday he still had his radio job. They'd fired him from the TV show.
Right.
Now he's done.
And it started out with just a two-week suspension. But
right.
Then they went to the firing on MSNBC, and now he's fired from CBS.
Correct.
So,
and CBS is also the owner of the radio station that he was working at.
Right.
So he's lost both. He's lost all three things. He's lost his television show, he's lost his radio syndication gig, and he's lost his radio show.
Don Imus, from what we can extrapolate from the news articles, Don Imus will not be doing a radio show tomorrow morning anywhere.
That's how it seems.
Yeah.
And I don't know how soon you're going to see him back, if he comes back. I personally could care less. I've heard the guy's show. I don't think it's so great. What? I thought it was pretty boring. I think he has some sidekicks that are on the funny side.
Mm-hmm.
But Don himself, he is not something I enjoy listening to.
I've listened to his show before, and the things stick out in my mind about it. It's certainly a professionally done radio show. It's not my favorite out there.
Well, you don't get to be 65 in radio and not learn a thing or two, for
right.
sure. So the question is, will he pop up again? Will he essentially just retire, throw in the towel at this point, as he probably should have done 5 years ago? Or will he come back into semi-obscurity on some smaller market radio station, like in a number 10 through 20 style market?
Or will he pull a Howard Stern and end up
on
Sirius
satellite.
Or XM?
Well, we do know that he did give a shout out to his friends Opie and Anthony on the air today,
mm-hmm.
and I guess they pal around to some extent. And of course, as you know, Opie and Anthony are tied in pretty heavily at XM. In fact, I believe they have the ability, a la Howard Stern,
mm-hmm.
to program their own channels.
Oh, really?
So, who knows? Maybe they'll just bring Don onto satellite radio.
It would sure be a victory for Don. It would show, hey, look, I don't need you guys. Even if he's not getting
yeah.
the money that he was at CBS or anything like that, it doesn't, there's no break in my stride, baby.
Well, it's kind of like what F. Paul Wilson was talking about last hour. He not only is he a libertarian author, but he's also a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And, the old thing, he keeps trying to break away from it, but they keep pulling him back. It's the same thing with radio. I mean, when you're away from that microphone, you want to have it back in front of you.
Absolutely true. I don't like my Sundays. I get
yeah.
cranky and depressed on Sundays because I don't have a radio show to do.
So he's he's probably going to be sitting there. If he's in semi-retirement, he's going to be wishing he had that mic in front of him. And if XM comes to him with a tenth of the money that CBS was paying, he might just take it just so he could go back.
I would think he would. Now, speaking of Imus palling around with Opie and Anthony, how come we don't have any radio people to pal around with?
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't have any anything like that.
I don't want to pal around with any
no, you
radio
don't.
People.
They'd have to come to your house.
I'm
talk
busy
to you.
Enough.
Yeah,
all right,
whatever.
So we were starting an email by a black
not
gentleman.
Email. It's an article.
An article, excuse me. Where is it appearing at?
It's a column, so it appears in lots of different places.
Syndicated column.
Right. It's by Jason Whitlock.
Okay, and he has a few things to say.
Mm-hmm.
About
he says, thank you, Don Imus. You've given us, that's black people, an excuse to avoid our real problem. You've given Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson another opportunity to pretend that the old fight, which is now the safe and lucrative fight, is still the most important fight in our push for true economic and social equality. You've given Vivian Stringer and Rutgers the chance to hold a nationally televised recruiting celebration, expertly disguised as a news conference, to respond to your poor attempt at humor. Thank you, Don Imus. You extended Black History Month to April, and we can once again wallow in victimhood, protest like it's 1965, and delude ourselves into believing that fixing your hatred is more necessary than eradicating our own self-hatred. The bigots win again. Well, we're fixated on a bad joke cracked by an irrelevant, bad shock jock.
He's pretty much irrelevant.
I certainly haven't talked about him in a long time.
Yeah.
I'm sure at least one of the marvelous young women at Rutgers basketball team is somewhere snapping her fingers to the beat of 50 Cent or Snoop Dogs or Young Jay-Z's latest ode to glorifying nappy-headed pimps and hoes.
Mm.
Now, this is a black guy using the term nappy-headed, not me. I ain't saying Jesse, Al, and Vivian are gold diggers. But that's a line out of a some rap song that I've heard before. I ain't saying she's a gold
digger.
It's a Kanye West.
Oh yeah.
Who
that's
I pronounced
right.
as Kane for a long time.
Gotcha.
They don't have the heart to mount a legitimate campaign against the real black folk killers. It is us, and this time we are our own worst enemies. We have allowed our youths to buy into a culture, that's hip-hop, that's been perverted, corrupted, and overtaken by prison culture. The music, attitude, and behavior expressed in this culture is anti-black, anti-education, demeaning, self-destructive, pro-drug dealing, and violent. Rather than confront this heinous enemy from within, we sit back and wait for someone like Imus to have a slip of the tongue and make the mistake of repeating the things we say about ourselves. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, there aren't very nice things said in many gangster rap songs.
Yeah, they bother me. They make me uncomfortable to listen to. It makes me sad for people that think it's cool. Now, I thought a lot of dumb criminal things were cool when I was in my late teens and early 20s.
But I thought only teenage white kids listened to that stuff. I didn't realize that black people actually listened to it, too.
No, absolutely. That's not true.
They certainly are purchased, but I think, like 70%. But those CD sales, mm-hmm. Rap sales, mm-hmm. 70%, I believe, are purchased by young white males.
Well, there's a lot more young white males in the country than there are young black males.
Okay, but he would know he is a black man. So
it says it's embarrassing. Dave Chappelle has offered $50 million to make racially insensitive jokes about black and white people on TV. He was hailed as a genius. Black comedians routinely...
He is funny.
He is
funny, funny
really,
man.
Really funny. I mean, I'm sorry. That one where he's pretending to be, playing Prince in basketball, and Prince and the Revolution in basketball, that's some of the funniest crap I've ever seen in my life. Like, Prince whoops him in basketball and then makes him waffles.
Nice.
Really funny stuff. And I can't make it nearly as funny as he could.
Sure.
Black comedians routinely crack jokes about white and black people. We all laugh out loud. I'm no Don Imus apologist, and he and his tiny companion, Mike Lupicia, blasted me after I fell out with ESPN. Imus is a hack. But, in my view, he didn't do anything outside the norm for shock jocks and comedians. He's also offered an apology. That should have been the end of this whole affair.
Yeah, I agree.
Instead, it's only the beginning. It's an opportunity for Stringer, Jackson, Sharpton to step into victim platforms and elevate themselves and their agendas. I watched the Rutgers news conference and was ashamed. Martin Luther King Jr. spoke for 8 minutes in 1963 at the march in Washington, D.C. At the time, black people could be lynched and denied fundamental rights with little thought. With the comments of a talk show host most of her players had never heard of before last week, yeah. Serving as her excuse, Vivian Stringer rambled on for 30 minutes about the amazing season her team had. Somehow, we're supposed to believe that the comments of a man who, with virtually no connection to the sports world, ruined Rutgers' wonderful season, had a broadcaster with credibility and a platform in the sports world, uttered the words Imus did, I could understand a level of outrage. But an hour-long press conference over a man who has already apologized, already been suspended, and is already insignificant is just plain intellectually dishonest. This is opportunism. This is a distraction. In the grand scheme, Don Imus is no threat to us in general and no threat to black women in particular. If his words are so powerful and so destructive and must be rebuked so forcibly, then what should we do about the idiot rappers on BET, MTV, and every black-owned radio station in the country who use words much more powerful and much more destructive? I don't listen or watch Imus's show regularly.
Okay, they're black. Apparently they get a pass, and I see where he's coming from.
I think there's a difference. Okay, if I use the term "cracker" on referring to white people, I are one, so it so it doesn't really matter. But if I use the N-word, it can really offend people. So,
but he didn't use the N-word.
He did not use the N-word and didn't use anything close to it.
Well, he said it was pretty lightweight in comparison, as he's pointing out, to what these rap artists,
there's a lot of self-deprecation going on in the rap industry.
1-800-259-9231. Your comments, your show, Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
1-800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line, and you can take control of the airwaves. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, because you're free to call in and talk about what you want. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got updates. You get signed up, we clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, I sent out an update today because we've got some brand new Shriners up on our website. Go ahead and take a look. There's Ellen and Rissy, both on our Shrine now. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. But again, if you're on the updates list, you know these things first.
So I find out.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. Hopefully we'll be sending an update sometime tomorrow. maybe tonight, though, probably more likely tomorrow, I was on the air with Chick Chat last week.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. I did a nice little 20-minute long interview with them about, of all things, my vasectomy.
Oh, I was going to wonder. What would you possibly have to talk to these gals about? I mean, they do a Chick Chat show. Their little advertisement in the magazines are, is it Democratic Party?
Choose Your Party.
Choose Your Party. Republican Party, Democratic Party, or Cocktail Party. And they've got
cocktail check. I love it. I think it's
check.
A great ad.
It is a great ad, but, I mean, it does sort of show that there's, what do you have to say to some gals like this? But apparently it's, you got a vasectomy, you got it very young.
Right. Well, we were at the talk radio conference mm-hmm. a few months ago, or a month or so ago. In Los Angeles, and the Chick Chat girls were there, and we met them last year at one of the other conferences.
And they're nice, and I like them.
Very nice ladies, and they're doing something similar to what we are in that they're an independent show as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a duo, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But they don't do...
They're sort of kindred to us in some ways.
Yeah, so I was chatting with them at one of the little shindigs that they had, and you had gone, I think you had left at this
I
point.
I go to bed early, I'm an old man.
Right, and so I was just hanging out with them, and I don't know how we got into the topic of my vasectomy, but it happened, and they got all excited about it, and they wanted to have me on their show. So.
They didn't ask to see your scars or anything, right?
No.
Thank God.
I would have showed them.
I know you would have. I know you would have.
So that will be going online soon, and you'll get access to it. All right, 800-259-9231. Talking about IMIS, it's a free speech issue, and it's important.
Yep.
And I think that the wrong thing has occurred here. I think they went way too far with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we're reading an article from apparently a former sports commentator of some sort, a black gentleman who's commenting.
Jason Whitlock.
Jesse Whitlock commenting.
Jason,
and he's pointing out that. He thinks that what's going on in the world of rap music is far more detrimental than what anything Don Imus could possibly have said.
And, you know, that rap artists get away with saying a lot more destructive things, that encourage black youth to into crime and, self-deprecate them.
Right. The word ho is probably popular today because of rap music more so than anything else.
I would say that's true. Jason goes on, I don't listen or watch Imus's show regularly.
Me neither.
Has he at any point glorified selling crack cocaine to black women? Has he celebrated black men shooting each other randomly? Has he suggested in any way that it's cool to be a baby daddy rather than a husband and parent?
Mm.
Does he tell his listeners that they're suckers for pursuing education and that they're selling out their race if they do? When Imus does any of that, call me and I'll get upset.
Until, is that what they're saying in rap songs these days?
Absolutely, they're saying.
Selling out your race for getting educated? What?
Well, it's cool.
I mean, bitches and hoes and drugs I've heard of, but...
You know as well as I do that it's not cool to be smart in school.
True.
Especially
I just thought that was
public
just a,
school.
I just thought that was just a general thing amongst anyone in public school. I didn't realize they were actually...
I think it's even more so for blacks.
Hmm.
I think it's more so. At least I've gotten that impression, not just from this article. When Imus does any of that, call me, I'll get upset. Until then, he is what he is, a washed-up shock jock who is very easy to ignore when you're not looking to be made a victim.
Yep.
No, we all know where the real battleground is. We know that the gangster rappers, and their followers in the athletic world have far bigger platforms to negatively define us than some old white man with a bad radio show. There's no money and lots of danger in that battle. So Jesse and Al are going to sit it out. That battle being the battle to shut down the rappers and the athletes.
That'll make them real unpopular real fast, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't...
It's easy for them to attack Don Imus... Because, he's the old white guy on the radio, and he's just fumbling around for words.
Right.
But to attack one of these multi-million-dollar platinum-selling music artists with huge fans that are also people that listen to the things that you have to say if you are Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, that's going to be a bit iconoclastic, don't you think?
Yeah, it's going to... It is. And I would think it would be a really great stance for Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton to...
would take some
to
courage.
Call them out.
Yeah,
look, the words you're using and the ideas you're spouting
right.
are really anti-black.
Yeah, it's easy to go after a doddering old man on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Not so easy to go after some younger people that are very, very popular.
And I think Jason Whitlock hit the nail right on the head with this one. I think that there's no miss in this, and I really appreciate that he got the opportunity to put out the syndicated column during the IMUS controversy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And state it.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Joe in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's up, Ian and Mark?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm on the IMUS thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched him, probably seen him twice on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I kind of agree with what you're saying. But the thing that I'm trying to call about is what he said was wrong, point blank.
Sure.
Oh yeah, it was wrong, no doubt about
it.
But does he deserve to be fired over it? I don't think so.
I don't know. You know, I guess it's part of that corporate thing. And if you listen to Alex Jones and all that stuff, I think you know where I'm going with that.
No, I have no idea, and I don't listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, okay. But anyways, I grew up in Chelsea, Mass.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you want to refer to that as a diverse area. There's a lot of different nationals there.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, we grew up, when I was back in my 20s, listening to the rap music, the whole thing.
Right.
And the N-word flowed like butter.
Sure.
For the most part.
It really does.
I think the problem with this is that if you were of Spanish ethnic or, Hispanics,
mm-hmm.
Asians, any other nationale could, in front of black people, say the N-word,
mm-hmm.
and, eyes wouldn't pop open wide.
Right.
Really?
Serious.
Huh.
But a white person says it, and the earth cracks. And it's like, whoa.
I didn't realize that was going on. I would think that it'd be equally offensive coming from a Hispanic or coming from...
No, but believe me when I tell you, it doesn't go that way.
Yeah,
and that's the kind of thing that, and I'm so sick of this in-your-face, white cracker, I don't know. I could go on and on about this, but I don't want to take up all kinds of time.
When you say you're sick of the in-your-face white cracker, I don't understand what you mean.
No, I'm sorry. I said that wrong. My apologies. I think what I'm sick of is the racial in-your-face thing. It's kind of the same thing with the gay in-your-face thing.
You're saying you're tired of people. You're saying you're tired of people being so offended over these things.
Yeah, advance in life, will ya?
Joe, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I see where he's coming from on that.
Yeah.
Don't get so bogged down with what some old man said on the radio. Move on and make your lives better. And don't worry about what he said. It has no real bearing on your life, does it?
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Tom Sawyer, John Grisham, and the National Enquirer all weave quite a yarn, but none can tell a story like your car's biographer. Then, when I come back, I'll introduce you.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com.
BG.
Want to know your Accord's account or your Taurus's tail? I'm not talking banks and bulls behinds. I'm reading your car's story as it's told by VIN, vehicle identification number, that is. A unique 17-character code, VINs follow a specific pattern that tells all about your vehicle. The first character indicates the vehicle's country. 2 and 3 distinguish vehicle make. 4 through 8 specify model. 9's a security digit, and 10, model year. Assembly plant falls in spot 11, and the 6 remaining act as a unique serial number. Now, if only winning lotto numbers were so simple. Hey, Vin, got any ideas? I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring us what you want toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free. We give them away, and that does include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the bulletin board system, and more. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff over at Amazon.freetalklive.com. See, when you enter Amazon through that web link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of anything you purchase. So once again, that's Amazon.freetalklive.com. In fact, one of our listeners emailed in what I thought was a very good suggestion. I think somebody has made it in the past, but it's so good it's worth making again. I don't know if this is the right time of year for it, but he points out, hey, wanted to shoot you a quick email and suggest that when you mention Amazon, mention textbooks. You've got a large college fan base, and every quarter, every 3 months or semester, students shell out hundreds of dollars each for textbooks.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I are full-time students, and the college bookstore would have set us back $850 this semester. However, from Amazon, we only spent about $400.
Wow, that's a big savings.
That's significant.
Yeah.
So you could tell them that not only do they save a lot of money, they support this great show as well. So there you go. 50% off, I mean, is what he saved on his college books. And a percentage of that $400 went to Free Talk Live.
I think we're right in the middle of a semester, so I wonder how useful that information is. I think we should
keep it in mind.
We should announce it in June, and
right.
We should announce it in, I guess, maybe September or August.
And then I haven't been in college in a long time. 800-259-9231. Anyway, whether it's books, whether it's movies, whether it's furniture, office products, or baby stuff, I mean, it's all there. Groceries, Amazon.freetalklive.com. Talking about the Don Imus situation, a lot of people have a lot to say on this.
Mm-hmm.
And Justine Nicholas at LouRockwell.com chiming in. I don't like Imus. Leave him alone. It's the name of the article. So Don Imus just got his program yanked off the air, at least for the time being. And that will improve race relations and the overall quality of life in the United States.
How?
How? Well, I would suspect that if anything, cashiering Imus will have almost entirely the opposite effect of what white liberals and some black activists claim to want, namely to ensure that no one will be exposed to offensive speech ever again. And if you take what Al Sharpton said today into context, that's exactly what these people are pushing for.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying this is just the beginning. Don Imus is the tip of the iceberg. They want to have talks, presumably with government people.
Yeah, who else?
The FCC, about what should be allowed on the airwaves. We're still, says Justine, banishing one of the bad boys of radio from the airwaves will tug tense relations even tighter and make him a folk hero in some quarters. How's that, you ask? Well, let's start with the attempt to stamp out racist rants. And I don't even know if you could qualify what Don Imus said as a rant.
No, but
slip of the tongue.
He certainly has gotten a disproportionate amount of attention for what he said.
Here we can apply one lesson we should all have learned from the so-called war on drugs. The supply might be cut off, but will remain so only momentarily. And no attempt to stop the flow of what people want will suppress their demand for it. Because the illegal economy follows basically the same laws of economics as officially sanctioned markets, cutting off supplies or making people believe that they've been cut off simply makes it possible for dealers to demand higher prices.
Yeah.
Thus, prohibitionists make meeting demands for whatever has been banned even more lucrative. And, as we know, profits motivate resourceful people to be even more so. That's why the result of any major drug bust is the same. New narcomongers take the place of those who are arrested, and they simply use different routes and means to get the product to their customers. So to follow the war on drugs analogy, even if the FCC itself were to ban Imus from doing radio broadcasts in the United States, and enough people wanted to hear him, someone would broadcast him from some offshore location. A ship, perhaps. And if said broadcaster were smart, he or she would transmit the show over the internet. That way, anyone who had a computer and absolutely had to have his fix of the dawn with their morning coffee could be sated. A really shrewd broadcaster would somehow find a way to charge listeners for hearing what they want, like the satellite guys are doing.
Yeah.
And if the government should make it so difficult for Imus's insults to reach his loyal fans, they would want and be willing to pay even more to hear him. Now, that crowd doesn't include me, says Justine. I listened to him for a few weeks when he first became popular, way back in the day. I quickly tired of him. Somehow, I just couldn't cotton to a man on the verge of middle age who talked and otherwise behaved like a boy about to enter puberty. During the time I listened to him, I realized that his attempts at titillating his core audience with racial, ethnic, gender, and sexual stereotyping simply fell flat because they were so far off their marks, such as the case with the nappy-headed hose comment. Yes, the majority of the young women on the Rutgers basketball team were black, and some of them had nappy hair. So what? I've yet to hear any lucid explanation of how hairstyles relate to a team's success or lack thereof. Taking a cut at some athlete's coiffure?
That's the Cambridge word for hair. I've never known how to pronounce it, and I think it's coif.
Coif?
Coiffure?
Makes just about as much sense as criticizing a successful capitalist for wearing starched white collars and diamond cufflinks. Imus's use of ho is a thornier issue, to be sure. As someone who's experienced discrimination for being part of three different minority groups, I can understand why the Rutgers players would be offended and simply hurt. Ho has never been used as anything but a derogatory term. I've heard the argument that because black hip-hoppers use it, as well as the N-word, and young black males emulate their example, excoriating Imus or any other white person for using it creates a double standard. Such an argument misses the essential point, that ho has a very different context and intention than the N-word. The latter term started as a racist pejorative and was appropriated by young black males who believe that it's an acknowledgement of solidarity. She says, I still don't like and refuse to use the term. In other words, as awful as its origins and intentions might be, it refers to racial identity. On the other hand, ho, which is a contraction of whore, reflects the crudest and most unjust gender stereotype of all.
Right. It's basically saying that all women are hookers to some extent or another,
right,
and therefore should be identified as such.
Any man who uses it is not trying to affirm his kinship with members of his race. Rather, he is echoing the misogyny that too many males have absorbed. When a young woman works hard enough to become the valedictorian of her class, to win a scholarship, keep her grades high enough to keep the scholarship and structure her days so she can practice well enough to become one of the best in her sport, one could hardly call her a hoe.
Right.
In fact, what may be motivating such a woman is her desire to escape being so labeled. She may have grown up hearing boys and men in her neighborhood say, they are all bitches and hoes. How does one make a plural of hoe anyway? Hoes or garden implements, she says. Or they may simply want to become confident, accomplished, self-sufficient professionals. That doesn't sound like a description of a hoe, at least not to me. Of course, most of Imus's listeners are probably not so attuned to the nuances of language. That is precisely the reason they listen to him. If they've ever thought about remarks like nappy-headed hose, they would realize that they are irrelevant to the subjects at hand, and therefore simply don't make any sense. As long as his listeners don't... And true, I mean, that comment doesn't have any relevance to the success of that basketball team. As long as his listeners don't have such a realization or don't pay attention to it, they'll continue to want their dose of Don in the morning. And if radio station executives shun him or the FCC bans him, such fans will see him as one of their own, excoriated by bloodthirsty rabble-rousers who can't get over their history and are protected by government bureaucrats with too much time on their hands. Do you think that the scenarios I've described will change or stop Imus's mindless chatter or his audience's appetite for it? Do you think they'll lead to greater understanding and mutual appreciation between whites and blacks or men and women?
Seems unlikely.
If you answered yes to either of these questions, let me bring you to Don Imus's studio. It has a great view of the bridge that I want to sell you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing? I think he's only guilty of an old senior guy who was fumbling around trying to choose words to... call woman tough, I think, you know.
He's like, trying to be cool. That's what he...
Right.
He was
thinking he was being hip and modern, and he's going to, like... But there is no words for tough woman, if you think about it, you know, and he...
Broad, maybe?
Huh?
Broad, maybe?
Well, no, see, that not... Well, like, in the game sense, you know, like... You know, he was a brute or, you know, something like that, but you can't
use
that word.
The term broad is going to get offended. I mean, people are going to get offended at that.
Well, if you picture in your mind, you don't want to mess with no tattooed hoes, man. You know, they get mad at you. You know, they're tough.
Do you think that what happened to Don was a little bit too much?
Oh yeah, they're ripping him apart way too much. I think he's just an old guy that was fumbling around for words and he picked the wrong ones.
Do you think
bad.
He's going to be coming back, or is he out? Is he done?
I think he should, I don't know, he could try to make it, he's too old, you know.
That's kind of how I feel. Dave, thanks for the call, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. On the way, wasted votes.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need.
When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give away all the features there, and that does include the bulletin board system. Over 200,000 posts away to over 1,300 people interacting. A lot of fun. You'll enjoy it. bbs.freetalklive.com. And there are serious issues being discussed there as well, including, I'm sure, posts on this whole IMUS controversy and a variety of other things. And it's all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com. We are going to the amplifier line and to Rob in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Hey, sorry, Rob, to be back so quickly on this, actually.
No problem. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to you guys talking about Jason Whitlock's article. I had not actually read it. I heard it while I was actually headed home from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he does have a lot of things correct in this article. And I hear, you know, right now, you know, traditionally the black intelligentsia has predominantly been what I would call leftist.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a growing sort of rightist movement, cultural conservative movement among black people.
Mm-hmm.
To some degree, you might say that I'm sort of like that, in the sense that I'm pretty much a fairly culturally conservative guy. But one thing that I do find, which most people tend to miss, either left or right, is they almost never really see government's role in this whole thing. Because it is true that there are a lot of very poisonous things about popular black culture. But when you criticize black culture and say that that's the problem, it's almost the same thing as saying there is no problem or we're not going to do anything about it. Because how do you say, well, 20 million people have a problem? I mean, what is that actually saying? You know, what do you plan to do with them? Line them up, put them in camps, kill them? I mean,
right, what are you going to do there?
Yeah, so in my mind, they're both kind of missing the point, because on the left you have people who essentially they have different opinions on the war on drugs, but they all want to keep welfare and expand it for the most part. And then on this cultural right, you end up having people who want to eliminate welfare for the most part, but they all want to keep the war on drugs and be very strong law and order. And they don't realize that these are the major problems. Not just major problems, but the major problems.
Okay.
Those two things are it. That is what, to a large degree, incentivizes black culture to develop in the way that it has.
I would agree.
So you're saying, were it not for government welfare, government's war on drugs, we may not have the gangster rap situation and all of the negative messages that are associated with it today.
It would be insane to do so, because right now having multiple children for a lot of men essentially is a badge of honor. It doesn't cost them anything, and for the women, You know, it doesn't really cost them anything. They're able to get, they're able to feed themselves and feed their children. They don't have to worry about trying to harass the man in question. So, I mean, there's no, there's not a very strong incentive for them to close their legs or use some protection. There really isn't.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess so, people like the gentleman who wrote that article, I guess he just wants everybody to turn off their CD players or their MP3 players as a, you know, as the solution. And you're saying he needs to look a little bit deeper.
He needs to look. He needs to look a little bit deeper than that. Yeah, I mean, it's easy enough to say, well, all of these people need to change. But to me, that's really not, that's not really offering anything useful, you know, because you know, it'd be like saying, well, what needed to change about 1940s Germany is that they needed to stop the racism. No, they need to get rid of the Nazism. The government was the thing.
Well, I don't know. Here's the. There was pervasive racism in this country in, you know, the early 60s, the 50s, and people came out against it and largely knocked the legs out of it.
Yeah.
And they used the government to do it, and I don't like the system by which they went about it, but I can certainly understand why they did what they did in the manner that they did. You know, I don't entirely agree with it. I don't have a better plan for it. I haven't spent any time with it. I like to deal with liberty today, not in history. But I think that what he's trying to do is just begin, you know, send up the rallying cry for the charge on, you know, these gangster rappers.
Oh, I agree with him there. And I'm not against this article. I'm not criticizing him at all in that regard. I absolutely do believe that the rallying cry should be started. I believe that this discussion is extremely important. But I don't want people to really miss some of the underlying issues here. Mm-hmm. That, yes, there are a lot of damaging, a lot of terrible things about popular black culture, but there are reasons why these things are there, which could be remedied by actually repealing some laws. I mean, it's not just a matter of going and teaching people better ways, because the reason why those better ways aren't effective now is because there aren't really that many incentives for them to take up those better ways.
That's what it's all about, is the lack of incentive or the negative incentives that are created for people in their lives.
Absolutely.
Rob, any other thoughts for us?
No, that's all I wanted to say.
Great call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So essentially saying that, okay, the article's good in that it's getting the discussion started,
mm-hmm.
and that it's getting people to maybe look at some other problems that we really have in the world, but
no solutions are given, and probably the best way to solve the problem is to get rid of welfare, get rid of the war on drugs.
That's true. He was more complaining about the problems than anything else. Mm-hmm. There weren't solutions, and Rob's just saying, let's dig deeper. Let's figure out what the real issues are here, and the real issue. And I'll go a little bit further than what he said, because he said welfare. He singled out welfare and the war on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to add regulation.
Yeah, regulation's huge.
As well, because regulation keeps poor people poor. Doesn't matter if they're poor blacks, poor whites, poor Hispanics. It keeps poor people poor. Of course, it affects the poor black population probably, you know, disproportionately.
Well, you know, it's more difficult for them to figure out how to get into the system to, you know, to comply with regulations, to fill out the occupational licenses and all that other stuff they need.
And, of course,
usually
they're not...
it looks just so scary to them, such a big, scary thing, that they don't bother with it.
That's how I feel about regulations. I don't want to hire a lawyer. I can't afford to hire a lawyer to dig through this mountain of laws.
You know, we read on the air a story about a girl who was running a little hair braiding business in her house.
And African hair braiding.
African hair braiding, okay. And it was reported on by the newspaper.
Well, the reason why was because nobody else offered it. The
mm-hmm.
beauty salons around were not offering those services.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what made her unique, in that she was the one that was doing this, and so that's why she got the newspaper article, which attracted the attention
of the
bureaucrats,
who then shut her down for running a cosmetology business. Yeah, unlicensed cosmetology business out of her house.
What do you think that did to that girl's entrepreneurial spirit?
I would think that, I don't know, entrepreneurial spirit's a pretty tough thing. And
Well, it may be tough, but it's easy to crush, especially at a young age, I would think. You know, you realize, oh, I have to go through all these governmental hoops in order to do what I want to do. I'll just go and get a job somewhere. And they told her to go and get a license. This is the real kicker on that story.
Yeah.
They shut her down, shut down her business, and they told her that you need to go and get a license
to do beautician things. So when she looked into beauty school, she found out that she was going to be taught, you know, when you go to these beauty schools, you have to go usually through X amount of hours of training. And she found out that she was going to be taught how to, you know, paint nails, do haircuts, you know, do a variety of different things.
Right.
None of which included African hair braiding.
Right. And it shows how silly it is. And really, the beauty schools are just, you know, something there so that you can get your cosmetology license. The cosmetology license is in place to keep people like this little girl from getting into the, being competition to the licensed cosmetologist.
And
you have to pay your VIG to the government in order to be able to, you know, play in this game, kid.
Right. And actually, interestingly enough, believe this or not, here in New Hampshire, the regulations that are the people who created the lawmakers that created the regulations that mandate that people go to beauty school, one of those lawmakers owns the major beauty school in the state of New Hampshire.
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
You know, here in you know, I obviously I can only speak about New Hampshire. It's the only legislative process I really know intimately. You know, the education bill that just got passed that mandated kindergarten across the board. You know, a guy sitting on the panel was a former public school principal.
Mm-hmm.
So
my point being, regulations keep poor people poor, and if you're keeping poor people poor, you're destroying their economic incentives, you're destroying their incentive to innovate, their incentive to be entrepreneurs, to make a better life for themselves, and essentially relegating them to a life of working for someone else, working a J-O-B, and never really getting anywhere. And that's tragic as well, and that's one of the other things that, that in my opinion, contributes to the situation that Rob was describing in his call. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Dave in Colorado. It's actually Dave in New Hampshire. Are you there?
Dave from New Hampshire, but currently in Colorado for vacation.
Ah, and you're actually doing activism on your vacation as well. You never stop. We're going to get to your story if you can hang on through the news. So we'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. You just can't quit. Can't even take a vacation without doing activism. Love that guy. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 3, coming up. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.